This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Good Things to Eat, as Suggested by Rufus. By Rufus Estates. Section 15. Cakes, Crullers, and Eclairs. Almond Cakes. 1 pound sifted flour. 1/2 pound butter, 3/4 pound sugar, 2 eggs, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 4 ounces of almonds blanched and chopped very fine, 2 ounces of raisins finely chopped. Mix all the dry ingredients together, then rub in the butter. Add eggs and spices last of all. Roll out 1/2 inch thick, cut into fancy shapes, and bake in a slow oven. Almond Cheesecakes. Blanch and pound to a fine paste 1 cupful almonds. As you pound them, add rose water, a few drops at a time to keep them from oiling. Add the paste to 1 cupful milk curd together with 1/2 cup cream, 1 cupful sugar, 3 beaten egg yolks, and a scant teaspoonful of rose water. Fill patty pans lined with paste and bake in a hot oven 10 minutes. Aunt Amy's Cake. Take 2 eggs and 1.5 cups of sugar, 1 cup of sour milk, 1/2 cup of butter, 2 cups of flour, and 1 teaspoon of soda. Spice to taste. This is a good cake and one that is also inexpensive in baking. Use a moderate oven and bake in loaves rather than sheets. Baltimore Cake. Beat 1 cupful of butter to a cream using a wooden cake spoon. Add gradually while beating constantly 2 cupfuls fine granulated sugar. When creamy, add a cupful of milk, alternating with 3 1/2 cupful pastry flour that has been mixed and sifted with 2 teaspoons of baking powder. Add a teaspoonful of vanilla and the egg whites of 6 eggs beaten stiff and dry. Bake in 3 buttered and floured shallow cake tins and spread between the layers and on top of the following icing. Put in a saucepan 3 cups sugar, 1 cup water. Heat gradually to a boiling point, and cook without stirring until the syrup will thread. Pour the hot syrup gradually over the well-beaten whites of 3 eggs, and continue beating until the right consistency for spreading. Then add 1 cupful of chopped and seeded raisins, 1 cup of chopped pecan meats, and 5 figs cut into strips. Baltimore Cake. For this cake, use 1 cupful of butter, 2 cupfuls of sugar, 3 1/2 cupfuls flour, 1 cupful sweet milk, 2 tablespoonfuls baking powder, the whites of 6 eggs, and a teaspoon of rose water. Cream the butter, add the sugar gradually, beating steadily, then the milk and flavorings, next the flour sifted with the baking powder, lastly, the stiffly beaten whites folded in at the last. Bake in 3-layer cake tins in an oven hotter than for loaf cake. While baking, prepare the filling. Dissolve 3 cupfuls sugar in 1 cupful boiling water and cook until it spins a thread. Pour over the stiffly beaten whites of 3 eggs, stirring constantly. Add to this icing 1 cupful raisins, 1 cupful chopped nut meats, preferably pecans or walnuts, and 6 figs cut into fine strips. Use this for filling, and also ice the top and sides with it. Bread Cake. Cream 1 cup of sugar and 1/2 cup of butter. Add 1/2 cup of milk, 2 cups of flour sifted with 3 teaspoons of baking powder, and last, the stiffly beaten whites of 3 eggs and 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla flavoring. Bake in 1 loaf. Bride's Cake. 1 1/2 cupfuls of sugar, 1/2 cupful of butter, 1/2 cupful of sweet milk, 2 cupfuls of flour, 1/4 cupful cornstarch, 6 egg whites, 1 1/2 teaspoonfuls baking powder, 1 teaspoonful vanilla. Cream the sugar and butter, add milk, flour, and cornstarch, into which the baking powder has been thoroughly sifted. Stir in the whites of eggs quickly with the flavoring. Buttermilk Cake. Cream 3 tablespoons of butter with 1 cup of sugar. Add 1 cup of buttermilk, 1 well-beaten egg, 2 cups of flour sifted with 4 teaspoons of baking powder, and 1 half cup of seeded raisins cut in pieces and rolled in flour. Chocolate cake. Beat 1 cup of butter to a cream with 2 cups of sugar. Add the yolks of 5 eggs beaten until lightly colored, and 1 cup milk. Sift 3 and 1 half cups of flour with 5 level teaspoons of baking powder, and add to the first mixture. Stir well and fold in the beaten whites of 2 eggs. Beat and layer cake tins, and spread the following mixture between while the cakes are nearly cold. Beat 1 and 1 half cups of powdered sugar, 3 level tablespoons of cocoa, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and the whites of 3 eggs together until a smooth mixture is made that will spread easily. The exact amount of sugar varies a little on account of the size of eggs. Chocolate cake. Cook 1 cup of sugar, 1 half cup of milk, 1 half cup of grated chocolate, and the beaten yolk of 1 egg together until smooth. When done, add a teaspoon of vanilla and cool. Beat 1 half cup of butter to a cream. Add 1 cup of sugar, slowly, and beat smooth. Add 2 beaten eggs, 1 half cup of milk, 2 cups of flour, in which 2/3 teaspoon of soda has been sifted, and when well beaten, add the cool chocolate mixture. Bake in 4 layers and put together with a white boiled icing. Chocolate layer cake. Beat a half cup full of butter to a cream, adding gradually 1 cup full sugar. When light, beat in a little at a time a half cup full milk and a teaspoonful vanilla. Beat the whites of 6 eggs to a stiff froth and teaspoon and a half with 2 cupfuls flour. Add the sifted flour to the mixture, then fold in the whipped whites. Have 3 buttered layer cake tins ready, and put 2/3 of the mixture into 2 of them. Into the third tin, put the remainder of the batter, having first added to it 2 tablespoons melted chocolate. Bake the cakes in a rather quick oven for 20 minutes. Put a layer of the white cake on a large plate and cover with white icing. On this, lay the dark layer and cover with more of the white icing. On this, put the third cake and cover with the chocolate icing. Put into a graniteware pan 1 cup full and a half cup full water and cook gently until bubbles begin to rise from bottom. Do not stir or shake while cooking. Take at once from the stove and pour in a thin stream over stiffly whipped whites of 2 eggs. Beat it until thick, flavor with vanilla, and use 2/3 of this for the white icing. Into the remainder, put a tablespoon and a half melted chocolate and a suspicion of cinnamon extract, and frost the top and sides of the cake. Chocolate loaf cakes. Cream 1 cup of butter, add 2 and 1 half cups of sugar, and beat to a cream. Beat the yolks of 5 eggs light. Add to the butter and sugar with 1 cup of milk and 3 cups of flour, in which 4 level teaspoons of baking powder have been sifted. The stiffly beaten whites of 5 eggs and 2 teaspoons of vanilla flavoring and 2 squares of chocolate melted. Bake in a moderate oven. Cocoa cake. Cream 1 half cup of butter, add 1 cup of sugar, and beat again. Add the beaten yolks of 3 eggs and a teaspoon of vanilla. Sift 2 cups of pastry flour twice with 1/4 cup of cocoa and 4 level teaspoons of baking powder. Add to the first mixture alternately with 3/4 cup of milk. Beat hard, and fold in the stiffly beaten whites of 3 eggs. Bake in a loaf and cover with white icing. Cream cake or pie. This recipe makes a simple layer cake to be filled in various ways. Cream 1/4 cup of butter with 1 cup of sugar. Add the beaten yolks of 2 eggs and 1 teaspoon of vanilla. Now beat hard, then mix in 1 half cup of milk alternately with 1 and 1 half cups of flour sifted twice with 2 level teaspoons of baking powder. Beat just enough to make smooth, then fold in lightly the stiffly beaten whites of 2 eggs and pour into an oblong shallow pan that is buttered, floured, and wrapped to shake out all that is superfluous. Bake about 20 minutes, take from pan and cool. Just before serving, split the cake and fill with a cooked cream filling or with a sweet thick cream beaten, sweetened with powdered sugar and flavored to the taste. Cream layer cake. Cream 1/4 cup of butter well with 1 cup of sugar. Add the yolks of 3 eggs beaten light, 1/2 cup of milk, and then 1 1/2 cups of flour sifted twice with 3 level teaspoons of baking powder. Stir in lightly, last of all, the whites of 3 eggs beaten stiff. Bake in a pan large enough to make 1 thin cake and bake. Cool and split. Then spread out on 1/2 pint of cream beaten lightly, sweetened and flavored with a few drops of vanilla. Put on the top cake and dust with powdered sugar. Date cake. Sift 2 cups of flour with 4 level teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 level teaspoon of salt, and 1/4 cup of butter. Beat 1 egg, add 3/4 cup of milk, and mix into the ingredients. Add last 1 1/2 cups of dates stoned and cut into small pieces and rolled in flour. Bake in a sheet in a moderate oven and serve warm or with a liquid sauce as a pudding. Eggless cake. 1 1/2 cups sugar, 1 cup sour milk, 3 cups sifted flour, 1/2 cup shortening, 1 teaspoon soda, 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon nutmeg, 1 cup chopped raisins, salt.
Feather cake. Sift 1 cup of sugar, 2 cups of sifted flour, 3 level teaspoons of baking powder, and a few grains of salt. Add 1 cup of milk, 1 well-beaten egg, 3 tablespoons of melted butter, and a teaspoon of vanilla or lemon flavoring, or a level teaspoon of mixed spices. Beat hard and bake in a loaf in a moderate oven about 1/2 hour.
Fig cake. 2 cupfuls of sugar, 2/3 of a cup of butter, 1 cupful of milk, 4 even cupfuls of flour, 5 eggs, 2 teaspoons full of cream of tartar, 1 of soda, sifted with the flour. Mix the butter and sugar until creamed. Add the unbeaten yolks of the eggs, add the milk and the flour slowly, beating all the time. Lastly, the whites of the eggs. Flavor 2 cupfuls of chopped figs and mix in. Bake quickly. Fig layer cake. Cream 1/4 cup of butter with 1 cup of sugar. Add 1 beaten egg, 1 cup of milk, 2 cups of flour sifted twice with 4 teaspoons of baking powder. Bake in layer tins. For the filling, chop 1/2 pound of figs fine. Add 1/2 cup of sugar and 1/4 cup of cold water. Cook in a double boiler until soft. Let cool and spread between the cakes. Fruit cake. 1 cup dark sugar, 1/2 cup butter, 1 cup molasses, 1 cup coffee, cold liquid, 3 eggs, 3 tablespoons mixed spices, 1 pound currants, 2 pounds raisins, 3 cups flour, 3 teaspoons baking powder, 1/4 pound citron. Gold cake. Mix the yolks of 4 eggs, 1 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of sweet milk, 1/2 cup of butter, 3 cups of flour sifted 3 times, 1 teaspoonful of cream of tartar, and 1/2 teaspoon of soda. Beat very thoroughly. Use a moderate cake oven. Hickory nut cake. Cream 1 cup of butter with 2 cups of sugar. Add the well-beaten yolks of 4 eggs and 1/2 cup of milk. Sift 3 level teaspoons of baking powder twice with 2 1/2 cups of pastry flour. Reserve 1/2 cup of the flour and add the remainder to the first mixture. Now fold in the whites of 4 eggs beaten stiff, 1 teaspoon of lemon juice, 1/2 dozen gratings of the yellow rind of lemon, and 1 cup each of seeded and chopped raisins and of chopped hickory nuts mixed with the reserved 1/2 cup of flour. Bake in a moderate oven, cover with a white icing, and garnish without meats. Huckleberry cakes. Mix together 1 quart of flour, 1 teaspoon salt, 4 teaspoons baking powder, and 1/2 cup of sugar. Mix 1/3 cup butter, melted with 1 cup of milk. Add it to the flour and then add enough more milk to make a dough, stiff enough to keep in shape when dropped from a spoon, and drop by the large spoonful on a buttered pan or in muffin rings. Bake 20 minutes. Ice cream cake. Cream 3/4 cup of butter with 2 cups of fine granulated sugar. Add 1 cup of milk with 2 cups of flour and 3/4 cup of cornstarch sifted twice with 5 level teaspoons of baking powder. Fold in slowly the whites of 7 eggs and bake in layers. Layer cake. 1 1/2 cups of sugar, 2/3 of a cup of butter, the whites of 6 eggs, 1 cup of sweet milk, 2 1/2 cups of pastry flour, 2 teaspoonfuls of baking powder. Flavor with lemon. Put 2/3 of the mixture into jelly tins. To the rest, add 2 tablespoons full of molasses, 1/2 cup of raisins, seeded, 3 figs, chopped, 1 teaspoonful cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoonful allspice, 2 tablespoons full of flour. Bake, when cool, together with jelly, having the dark layer in the center. Margarettes. 1/2 pound of peanuts, 1 pound of dates chopped finely, 1 cup of milk in the dates, and boil. Add peanuts. Make a boiled icing. Take the long branch crackers, spread the filling between the crackers, put on the icing, and put in the oven to brown. Plain cake. Beat together 1/2 cup of butter and 2 cups of sugar until light and creamy. Add the well-beaten yolks of 3 eggs, 1/2 cup of milk, 3 cups of flour in which 3 teaspoons of baking powder have been sifted, and last, the stiffly beaten whites of 3 eggs. Add any flavoring preferred and bake in a moderate oven. Plain tea cake. Cream 2 level tablespoons of butter and 1 cup of sugar together. Add 1 beaten egg, 1 cup of milk, and 2 cups of flour in which 3 level teaspoons of baking powder have been sifted. Bake in a sheet and serve while fresh. Raisin cake. 1 cup butter, 3 eggs, 1 1/2 cups sugar, 1 cup sour milk, 1 teaspoon soda, 1 cup raisins, little nutmeg, 3 cups flour. One can use 2 eggs and 1/2 cup butter, then bake as usual. Rockland cake. 2 cups sugar, 1 cup butter beaten to a cream, 5 eggs, 1 cup milk, 4 cups flour, 2 teaspoonfuls baking powder, 1 teaspoonful essence of lemon. Snippodoodles. 1 cup of sugar, 1 tablespoon of butter, 1/2 cup of milk, 1 egg, 1 cup of flour, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. Cream the butter, add the sugar, then the eggs, well beaten, then the flour, baking powder, and cinnamon sifted together, and the milk. Spread very thin on the tin sheet and bake. When nearly done, sprinkle with sugar. When brown, remove from the oven, cut into squares, and remove quickly with a knife. They should be thin and crispy. Snow cake. Beat the whites of 4 eggs stiff. Cream 1/2 cup of milk and 1 cup of butter and 1 cup of sugar. Add 1/2 cup of milk and 2 cups of flour, sifted twice with 3 level teaspoons of baking powder. Fold in the whites of the eggs last and 1/2 a teaspoon or more of lemon or vanilla flavoring. Spice cakes. For little spice cakes, cream 1/2 cup of butter with 1 cup of sugar. Add 1 beaten egg, 1/2 cup of sour milk, and 1/2 level teaspoon each of soda, baking powder, and cinnamon. Add a few gratings of nutmeg sifted with 2 1/2 cups of pastry flour. Stir in 1/2 cup each of chopped walnut meats and seeded and chopped raisins. Roll out thin and cut in shape, or put small spoonfuls some distance apart on a buttered pan and press out with the end of a baking powder can until as thin as needed. Do not add more flour. Bake slowly. Sponge cake. Whites of 2 eggs beaten to a stiff froth. Beat the yolks thoroughly, then beat both together. Then add 1 scant cup of granulated sugar, beat again, 1 scant cup of flour, beat again, and 1 teaspoon of baking powder. Sift the flour 3 or 4 times, stir the baking powder in the flour, and lastly add 5 tablespoons of hot water. Sultana tea cakes. Into 3/4 of a pound of flour, stir a pinch of salt, a teaspoonful of baking powder, 3 ounces of butter and lard mixed in equal proportions, 3 ounces of sifted sugar and 2 ounces of sultanas. Chop 1 1/2 ounces of candy lemon peel. Add that and moisten all with 2 well-beaten eggs and a little milk if necessary. Work these ingredients together with a wooden spoon, turn onto a board, and form into round cakes. Place them on a floured baking sheet and cook in a quick oven. 5 minutes before the cakes are done, brush them over with milk to form a glaze. And when ready to serve, cut each through with a knife and spread liberally with butter. Sunshine cake. Cream 1 cup of butter. Add 2 cups of sugar and beat. Add 1 cup of milk, the yolks of 11 eggs beaten until very light and smooth, and 3 cups of flour sifted with 4 teaspoons of baking powder 3 times to make it very light. Turn into a tube baking pan and bake 3/4 of an hour in a moderate oven. Tea cake. This cake is to be eaten warm with butter. Rub a rounding tablespoon of butter into 3 cups of flour sifted with 1 saltspoon of salt, 6 level teaspoons of baking powder, and 1/4 cup of sugar. Beat 1 egg light, add 1½ cups of milk and the dry ingredients, and beat well. Pour into a long buttered pan and bake about 20 minutes. Do not slice this cake, but cut through the crust with a sharp knife and break apart. This mixture can be baked in muffin tins, but it saves time to bake it in a loaf. Velvet cake. 1/2 cup butter, 1½ cups sugar, yolks of 4 eggs, 1/2 cup milk, 1½ cups flour, 1/2 cup cornstarch, 4 level teaspoons baking powder, whites of 4 eggs, 1/3 cup almonds, blanched and shredded. Cream the butter, add gradually the sugar, then the egg yolks, well beaten. Beat well and add the milk, the flour, cornstarch, and baking powder sifted together, and egg whites beaten stiff. Beat well and turn into buttered shallow pan. Sprinkle with the almonds, then with powdered sugar, and bake 40 minutes in a moderate oven. White patty cakes. Cream 1/3 cup of butter with 1 cup of sugar. Add 1/2 cup of milk, 1¾ cups of flour sifted twice with 2½ teaspoons of baking powder, and flavor with a mixture of 1/3 teaspoon of lemon flavoring and 2/3 teaspoon of vanilla flavoring. Bake in a little plain patty pans and cover the top of each with white icing. Garnish with 2 little leaves cut from angelica and a bit of red candied cherry. Coffee cream cakes and filling. Roll good plain paste 3/8 of an inch thick and cut in rounds, and through a pastry tube, force a cream cake mixture to make a border come out even around the edges of the round, and bake in a hot oven. Fill and frost. For the cream cake mixture, put 1 cup of boiling water, 1/2 cup of butter, and 1 level tablespoon of sugar together in a saucepan and boil 1 minute. Then add 1¾ cup of flour all at once. Stir rapidly, and when the cooked mixture cleaves from the pan, add 5 eggs, 1 at a time, beating well between each addition. Do not beat the eggs before adding. Coffee eclairs. Put 1 cup of hot water, 1/2 cup of butter, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt in a small saucepan over the fire. The instant it boils, add quickly 1½ cups of sifted pastry flour. Stir thoroughly for 5 minutes or till it all clears from the pan in a lump. Let it cool slightly and then add 5 eggs whole, 1 at a time. Mix very thoroughly, then drop the dough with a spoon onto a buttered baking pan in pieces about 4 inches long and 1½ inches wide and some distance apart. Bake in a quick oven until well puffed up and done through. They will settle as soon as removed if not baked sufficiently. When cool, cut along one edge and fill with the prepared cream and frost with coffee icing. Crumpets. Scald 2 cups of milk. Add 4 tablespoons of melted butter, and when lukewarm, 1 level teaspoon of salt and 3½ cups of flour. Beat hard. Add 1/2 yeast cake, dissolved in 1/2 cup of lukewarm water, and beat again. Let rise until light and grease large muffin rings and set them on a hot griddle. Fill each ring not over half full and bake slowly until a light brown. Turn rings and contents over. Bake a little longer, then slip rings off. Serve hot. If any are left over, split, toast, and butter them. Crullers. Scald 1 cup of milk, and when lukewarm, add 1 yeast cake dissolved in 1/4 cup of lukewarm water, and add 1½ cups of flour, and 1 level teaspoon of salt. Cover and let rise until very light. Add 1 cup of sugar, 1 quarter cup of melted butter, 3 well-beaten eggs, 1 half of a small nutmeg, grated, and enough more flour to make a stiff dough. Cover and let rise. Turn on a floured board and roll out lightly. Cut into long narrow strips and let rise on the board. Now twist the strips and fry until a light brown color and dust over with powdered sugar. Dutch crullers. Cream 1 cup of sugar and 1 half cup of butter. Add 1 egg and beat. Then 1 cup of sour milk. Sift 1 level teaspoon of flour and add to the mixture. Now beat in enough sifted pastry flour to make a dough that can be rolled out. Cut in rings and take a hold of each side of a ring, twist it inside out. Fry it in deep hot fat. Individual shortcakes. Sift 2 cups of flour, 3 teaspoons of baking powder, and 1 half level teaspoon of salt together. Add 2 well-beaten eggs and 1 half cup of melted butter. Beat and pour into greased muffin pans until they are 2/3 full. Bake in a hot oven, then split and butter. Crush a quart box of any kind of berries, sprinkle with 1 half cup of sugar, and use as a filling for the little shortcakes. Raised donuts. Scald 1 cup of milk. When lukewarm, add 1 quarter of a yeast cake dissolved in 1 quarter of a cup of lukewarm water, 1 teaspoon salt, and flour enough to make a stiff batter. Let it rise overnight. In the morning, add 1/3 of a cup of shortening, butter and lard mixed, 1 cup of light brown sugar, 2 eggs well beaten, 1 half nutmeg grated, and enough flour to make a stiff dough. Let it rise again, toss on a floured board, pat and roll out. Shape with the biscuit cutter and work between the hands until round. Place on a floured board, let rise 1 hour. Turn and let rise again. Fry in deep fat and drain on brown paper. Cool and roll in powdered sugar. Sour milk donuts. Beat 2 eggs light, add 1 cup of sugar, and beat 1 half cup of butter and lard mixed, and beat again. Stir 1 level teaspoon of soda into 1 pint of sour milk. Add to the other ingredients and mix with enough sifted pastry flour to make a dough as soft as can be rolled. Take a part at a time, roll 1/2 inch thick, cut in rings, and fry. Use nutmeg, cinnamon, or any flavoring liked. These donuts are good for the picnic basket or to carry out to the boys at their camp. Sugar cookies. Beat to a cream 1 cup full of shortening, half lard, half butter, 1 cup full granulated sugar. Add 1 cup rich sour cream and 2 eggs unbeaten, 4 cupfuls flour sifted with 1 teaspoon full soda and 1/2 teaspoon full baking powder. Stir just enough to make a stiff dough. Toss onto the lightly floured molding board and knead another cupful of flour into it. This mixture gives the cookies a fine grain. Flavor with a little nutmeg, roll out, cut into cookies, and bake. Soft ginger cookies. Put a level teaspoon of soda in a measuring cup. Add 3 tablespoons of boiling water, 1 quarter cup of melted butter or lard, 1 saltspoon of salt, 1 level teaspoon of ginger, and enough sifted pastry flour to make a dough as soft as can be handled. Shape small bits of dough, lay in the greased baking pan and press out 1/2 inch thick. Bake carefully. End of section 15.